بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مجلس و حضرت مولانا مسیح اللہ صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. شوق میں ہر کام آسان ہو جاتا ہے. شوق فکر زیل ٹو ڈو سم تھنگ فکر شوق ٹو ڈو سم تھنگ دین موسٹ ڈیفیکلٹ تھنگ بیکم موسٹ ایزی فور یو. دس ون تھنگ مسٹ آلویز ریمبر وین یو گاٹ شوق ٹو ڈو سم تھنگ then that most difficulty becomes very easy. Whether you don't do an evil act, you have a shock to gamble, to shock to do wrong things, then because you got the zeal to do it, Allah must save us from it. Then that act becomes very easy to do. Very easy. اب چاہے شوق کسی کی برائی برائی کا ہو چاہے چاہے کسی کو شوق بلائی کا. حضرت سے آئی یو ٹیک یو گیٹ اے شوق ٹو دا زیل ٹو ٹیک ڈرگس ایگزامپل کی ونس یو گیٹ دا ٹیسٹ آف اٹ دین یو کین ٹرائی ٹو اسٹاپ دیٹ پرسن یو وونٹ اسٹاپ یو وونٹ یو اسٹل ٹیک اٹ اینڈ ٹیک اینی ادر ایکٹ لائک دیٹ. So in sin, you must try to keep away from shock. There must be no such thing as for sin, you must have any kind of zeal. Any kind of zeal you have for sin, you must make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah to protect you. Yes, you must have shock of doing good things. The zeal you must have no good things. See, until and unless you do not have that zeal in you, you do not have that zeal in you, you don't have the fun thereafter. You must have the zeal to do it. And in the beginning there will be a lot of difficulties. People want to know, just like that they want something. Everything you work in this world, you work so hard to get degrees, all the degrees, that time you know, you say you just have to follow. The time comes, get a degree. You don't say, no, I'll get a degree tomorrow. You have to work very, very hard to receive that. Now the shock that you must have to meet Allah Ta'ala and to continue doing the good deeds, the shock must be there all the time in you. To pehle shock thi, ab shock ho gaya. Hazrat also used what words he used? Pehle shock. Shock means before it was difficult. You know, in Guri Namaz, you go to read Namaz, but you go into some difficulty. Going through difficulties. But when the shock comes into you, then that's difficulty becomes no more difficult. To wake up 2 o'clock in the morning, to wake up 4 o'clock in the morning, to wake up any time in the morning, because you got the shock, you'll wake up. You won't wake up. You can be traveling any way you want to travel, you get so tired, you not need the Isha Namaz, not need any other Namaz, because it will prevent you from sleeping too. The moment you get the shock in you, that shock must be there, the zeal must be in you, then you, no matter what it is, you will not leave it until you do it. You know, whether you can be in the biggest meeting, whether you can be anywhere, but that shock, it will pull you. You know, it's a magnet pulling you. Once you get the shock, it pulls you towards it. پہلے نماز پڑھنے میں جی گھبراتا تھا. نماز پڑھنے کا شوق ہو گیا تو شاق ختم ہو گئی. دا مومنٹ یو گاٹ دا زیل ٹو پرفارم نماز دین دیر نو مور ڈیفیکلٹی. یو وونٹ میک اینی کائنڈ آف ایکسکیوز. ٹوڈے یو میک ایکسکیوز آف آل کائنڈ بیکاز وائی دا لیک آف شوق دین دا لیک آف شوق دا لیک آف زیل دین کوئی شوق ہے کہا نماز کا تو شوق ہو گیا اور جماعت کا جس کا بڑا درجہ ہے اور دا شوق از دیئر فور نماز بٹ دا اسٹیجز آف جماعت نماز از سم تھنگ ایلس. اپ ٹو ناؤ یو ہیو نو دیٹ از یوٹ. اپ ٹو ناؤ نو میٹر ہاؤ یو آر وٹ یو آر یو مسٹ ریممبر نماز کم فرسٹ. نماز کمز فرسٹ ان اسلام. نماز از دا موسٹ امپورٹنٹ. If a person does not read namaz, Allah Ta'ala takes responsibility for protecting a person who reads namaz. But the moment a person leaves namaz, Allah Ta'ala gives his protection to him. If a person leaves namaz in the way he is supposed to leave namaz, Allah Ta'ala protects him. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. If he leaves namaz in the way he is supposed to leave namaz, that namaz will protect him, in other words, Allah Ta'ala protects him. So first he was doing namaz, got a shock, it was real there, but he's not showing importance towards jamaat namaz. So pehle jahil tha, ab zara kuch jahil utar hai, to ab zara kuch thoda jahil ho gaya, to ab to jamaat se padhoge. Now he's doing namaz jamaat us. He's worried now. He's worried that I must do namaz jamaat. I must not miss my jamaat. Whether I'm in surgery, whether I'm in office, whether wherever I am, he doesn't forget one thing. Inna salata kanat ala mu'mina kitabam mawquta. That Allah Ta'ala had made namaz first on his time. Mahazaj always said, that is the time Allah Ta'ala made for you. You have to respect that Allah Ta'ala, you gave me this time to respect the time. That shock you must have. Because remember, who is your Rabb? Allah. Because Allah is the one that protecting you and giving you everything. He's the narisha, is everything. It's your duty now to show Allah Ta'ala that you go kind to Him and respect Him, that you make sure you leave everything out no matter how busy you are. So jamaat karunga, shauk bara. Now when you study namaz with jamaat, because shauk with namaz individually, gradually becomes so strong that now you need jamaat, jamaat. Jab namaz dunya ke andar aman farz di gayi, to jamaat ke saath farz di gayi thi. In this world, when Jamaat came in this world, Allah Ta'ala made it for Jamaat. And Jibreel alayhi salam, 3 days, he made Jamaat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mujhe khabar nahi thi ki aaj maloom hua ki shauk bar gaya. Darje mein, har cheez mein shauk bar gaya. Ab masjid mein jaane, Jamaat se padhne ka shauk ho gaya. Now that you got shauk to go to namaz, maloom nahi ki tab takbir tahrimi. Now you pay attention to your Takbir-e-Ula also. Takbir, no matter what happens, Takbir-e-Ula. I must not miss my Takbir-e-Ula, no matter what happens. I must not miss my Takbir-e-Ula. Azan sunte hi ihtimam shuru kar diya. Before you know Azan takes place, you're talking to each other. That's an unfortunate thing that we haven't got the love for Azan. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Azan should take place. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, to say, he becomes like a stranger to us. Because now I'm going to meet my Allah Ta'ala, and because there is, then I do not know who this person is. And when we hear the adhan, we feel nothing about it. The women at home are talking, they're busy, whatever they're talking. The men at home in the masjid, people are everywhere else. You are in a masjid, while adhan is carrying on, you are talking to them. If you only know the adab of adhan, if you only respect the adhan, not after adhan, the dua that you make. What is that dua? That dua is for Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that dua is for sure is accepted. For sure is accepted, you make for Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any dua you make after adhan, that's able to get through. Sincerely, your dua is accepted. When that dua is accepted, so any other dua you make with that dua, why Allah not accept it? So, but we must show that, you know, that respect for the adhan, the one dua you make. So before, you know, as he says, you know what, ab masbook ki banu. Now why masbook means a person miss rakat. Before I should miss rakat too. I miss 2 rakat, I miss 1 rakat. Now no more missing anything, now I'm first in the person. First person. Trying to be. Adhan sundai ehtamam shuru kar diya. As he says, the moment adhan takes place, you've taken all your precautions with shabash. As he says that. I'm not saying others say that. Give me this. Give me a shock. Then he says that before you do everything, wudu ka adab bhi hai. You know one thing, if you respect the wudu, how much you respect the namaz? If you respect the wudu only, how much you respect the namaz? Because we don't know that, you know, the mode is important thing. That qibla, yani ek to as far as possible, if you make wudu, sit in front of qibla, facing the qibla. And the circumstance is something else. As far as possible, when make wudu, you sit in the position of facing the qibla. Kyunki to ek bahut badi ibadat ka aala hai. Wudu is a means for namaz. No matter how much namaz you make, if you not make the wudu, the namaz of itself. But now Hazrat is trying to show us that means is so important that I'm now going to make namaz. The wudu must be done with the greatest respect. Not like today while you're making wudu, this person talking to you, that person talking to you, not three. While you're making wudu, they say certain times not supposed to give salam. A person eating don't make salam. A person reading Quran don't make salam. A person adhan taking place don't make salam. All that. But who's doing that today? Because the respect for adhan is not there. You know, the moment you make wudu, you must have an intent in front of you. How is it that, you know, a person, when he makes wudu, his mind is going everywhere else? That, when you do not know the dua, as he said, you must know the dua of making wudu. When you wash your hands, what you're supposed to take. You wash your gargle, what you're supposed to take. If all that is in present of you while you're washing your hands, when you make it, covering your mouth, putting water in the nose, every dua, if it's not in Arabic, learn that in English and read the thing. If you're putting water in the nose, Ya Allah, let the Jannah praise and go in my nose. Now at that time you think like that, you think of anything else. When you blow your nose, then say, Ya Allah, save this body from Jahannam. Like when you're washing your face, you say, Ya Allah, let it be on the day of Qiyamah, but full of noor on his face. I'm just giving you examples. So if you're going to make that kind of dua, that kind of wudu, tell me where is your mind? The mind would Allah and no one else. And then you're washing your hands, you say, that's enough. You wash, oh Allah, give me my deeds in this hand. And do not give me my, when you wash your left, do not give your left. You're making masa also, Ya Allah, save this neck from the fire of Jahannam. Save this neck from the fire of Jahannam. Now you're doing all this dua that you're making, tell me, What is coming in your heart at that time? Have you got time to work that time? And when you want the time, you wash your feet, you think, Ya Allah, let this feet go to the straight path, Sirat al-Mustaqim. And the time you wash your left feet, Ya Allah, let it be that this feet and this body, this feet, not, must cross the poor Sirat lightly. We are listening to this thing, but yet tomorrow you go make wudu, you forget all this. Why? We come from the dunya, we don't think of living dunya outside of the masjid. Because we forget the purpose of essence. Kiski mulaqat? Whose mulaqat? Who you came to meet? If you have from home this thing, who I'm going to meet, that's what it says. Wudu you must try to make at home, but now circumstances are going to work and all understood. But why don't you prepare yourself before you go to the masjid? Prepare yourself. When Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to prepare himself so much that when he's going to the masjid, he's supposed to prepare himself that way. Then what happens to him? Adab is istidar ke saath badala. In other words, every adab of your wudu is such. And then you make choice the way you're supposed to go. Masjid ne kis tarah kis askaat ka. When you make wudu at home, what's at the masjid too? But when you enter the masjid, this is where I'm coming to point this now. It's sad to say good people who are very, very supposed to be pious people, who are reading a lot of Quran, lot of everything, lot of zikr and all, let them listen to this. It's bizarre, the time you must have what in present, you must have to come to masjid. Ahkar to keh deta hai, Allah Ta'ala is ahkar ko bhi tawfiq ata farma. Mahazir ahkar means himself saying, I'm saying it, Allah must give me tawfiq also. جب حجرے سے نکلے when you come out from your house باوضو چلنا چاہیے کسی دربار میں جا رہا ہوں. See, when you made wudu and come, or you come to the masjid under circumstance you did not make wudu, where are you going to? instead of talking with a person. You know when a person takes the road to Suluk? When a road to Allah Ta'ala, when he runs to the masjid, he does not talk of dunyavi things at all. He does not talk of worldly things at all. There's no time for worldly things. I'm going to somewhere. He has in his heart the zikr that he makes, the Quran tilawat that he reads, the nafil namaz that he reads, that bring that quality into him, that this month that he's going to the masjid, he's going now, I'm going to meet my Allah Ta'ala. Where I'm going now to? Jab koi wazir wagera ke waqt. How you show importance to a really important person you're going to? The Prime Minister or the King, how do you go and meet him? So much of respect. You're supposed to have more respect than the masjid. Azmat, that dil must be. Aaj kapde dusre, you know. Magar jisko wazir ko maalif karo. Phir garmi ka mausam, wazir se, to pehla adab phir. Ilahi ke jiska naam masjid hai, agar ghar se bahar kadam nikale, to kis tarah jana chahe? When you walk into the masjid, what are you supposed to think or not how, in what condition you have to go? How come that you made your wudu, and if you not made wudu under circumstances while you're walking, how come you forgot who you went to meet? When you got a very big problem with someone, and you're going for a court case, that time when you walk in, that case is so strong in your heart that you know what can happen, you forget your eyes too, you forget your ears, you forget everything. At that time when you've got a very big case for you and you're going to the court or you're going wherever you're going, at that time she's the most beautiful woman who she doesn't agree in front of you. She's not important to anyone. So you mean Allah Ta'ala is more important than that? That when you're going to meet Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that you must become so down that I'm going there. I'm guilty of so many things, how am I with Allah? I'm going to his court now. In this court, you fry the red court, what will be? Darbar mein ho to koi wazir nahi. In other words, this was saying that bahar kadam nikha to kis tarah jana chahiye. Aakar banda bayan kar raha hai istizar, lekin taghaful khalq ke andar ye baat kahan hai? Where is that condition now that you completely oblivious means ghaflat? We are talking all the time, but up to now you are ghaflat when you go to masjid. Whether you're driving the car too. You drive the car. Banda bayan kar raha hai istizar, lekin taghaful khalq. Allah Ta'ala ki azmat pehle qalb ke andar qayam karna chahiye. I'm not telling you what apply, if only we can do that. Have the azmat Allah in your hearts. The respect with the heart and where I'm going and why I'm going, for what I'm going. Iski azmat zade ahkam ki azmat dil mein aave jaisa aamir hoga, hukum denne wala hai. The azmat that you must have, that Allah gave me this hukum that I'm going to. Allah gave me this command, I'm going to fulfill this command. To pehle zade bari ta'ala, ki maanifat azmat ke saath kalb mein jamye andar. The first thing that you must have in your heart, the respect and the azmat and the marifat of Allah Ta'ala in your heart. Then you will have come to this khas azmat dil mein agar ye farz nahi hai jiske naam de. Although it's not farz, but when you do this condition in you, you bring that condition in you when you come to the masjid, you are beautifying your namaz. You are beautifying. You bring in them nur in the namaz. Because you're preparing yourself in that place. Jamaat se pehle usko istemal kar. Jab nikle masjid ja rahe hai to bawo. So that's the first thing you must have, that azmat of Allah Ta'ala in your heart, that you go to the masjid with that kind. But how come you still talk to a friend in the world? When you walk into the masjid, one fellow make a salam alaikum, make a walaikum salam. He says, jala baat karne kya zarurat hai? You're going to the masjid. And I mustn't make that person's heart. I must keep that person's heart. Definitely keep his heart. Make sure say, walaikum salam. You kept his heart. You don't have to tell him, how are you? Nothing. You're going to masjid now. But no. Why to come to the masjid there? How's your business? That time she said, mind your own business. Because we came for another business, yeah. This business is something else. That business is fana. This business is baka. Fana, you worry about fana, you don't forget baka. My husband, I should walk with him to the masjid. I tell you, you know, It's like a person, like a slave, like, you know, a person walking to the masjid, like, you know, completely down and out with humility. I'm going to meet my Allah Ta'ala. Does not look this side, right, not look left. No right, no left. So when you're driving the car too, you're driving the car, you're not looking who where, you're driving the car, you're driving the car the right way, you're not looking who right and left. Right. So when you're walking too, you don't want to look right and left. Put them face down. I'm going now, I'm going to meet my Allah Ta'ala. Have this istizhar, I'm going to meet my Allah Ta'ala. You're driving the car, I'm going to meet my Allah Ta'ala. Because it says, Izzat ke de. Kulli mu'mine guddu mina basarim kutya de. Masjid tak kunsi sawari aa rahi hai. Jab qadam darbar rakha to istizhar ke saath. Andar jab khara ho to kya ajab kareem istizhar ho. When you become of this condition, then you stand in front of Allah Ta'ala and read the mass, what kind of condition you'll be in that time? That's why they say, if you come early to the masjid, sit on one side and at least think Allah Nazri. Allah is looking at me. Instead of talking to this person, Allah Nazri, my Allah is looking at me. How Allah can look at this, that we do not understand, but Allah is looking at me. So you're preparing yourself. Jab dast basta khara ho raha hai, istidar huzur na karza. You know that at that time his mind will not be going anywhere. His mind will not be going anywhere at all. His mind is going away in namaz because before namaz he must prepare himself. That's why they say one is thoughts coming and one is bringing thoughts. One lady told me, you know, when I read namaz, all kind of thoughts coming. I said, let it come. But I don't know my namaz except, I say, oh, I'll give you one tip. When you start your namaz, say, oh Allah, I'm giving for you. What I told him? I'm giving you this all to the same memory too. Instead of talking next person and all, you come in namaz, ya Allah, I'm giving namaz for you. Inshallah, we got that thing, Allah will accept the namaz. The beginning you have made your intent, oh Allah, ya Allah, I'm giving namaz for you. But as time goes by, when you become very strong with the thing, become very, very strong, the biru'ula, everything strong, every namaz that you read, then you see that the fun is something else. It's something else. Like Allah Ta'ala is looking at you, or you looking at Allah. Masukut, kalam kum. Dili dil mein keh raha ke, wo keh raha ke, jo Huzur Akram ne Haq Ta'ala se farmaya tha. Nabi Karim made this dua. Allahumma inna as'aluka al-Quran rabbiya qalbi wa nura basari. What did Nabi said? Make my heart the Quran spring of. The spring of water, how it springs. My heart, when I'm reciting the Quran, it becomes like that. So when you begin to read namaz in that condition, then you find what condition you are in. Then that namaz is something else. That namaz is something else. The Quran, is, the namaz is supposed to be read in that way. That you come to the masjid, make adab of the masjid. Adab of the masjid we haven't got today. We haven't got today. And reading Quran also not in the Quran the way you're supposed to read, then we'll see what happens. Dilesa istirara, kya uspab mushi, mashite wat istirara. Kya Quran paki tilawakar. If you read Quran Sharif too, if that is what you're supposed to be. And we read namaz also, you must listen to what you are reading. The easiest way to understand, to make your, to concentrate is listen to what you are reading. The lady that told me, I always tell him, listen to what you are reading. When you're going to ruku, say, I'm going to ruku, Allahu Akbar. When you say Allahu Akbar, say, I'm going to ruku. When you wake up from the, when you say Subhan Rabbil Azim, say Subhan Rabbil Azim. So you say that in your heart, Subhan Rabbil. They're coming up again, Sami Allah, Sami Allah. So what are you doing? You're putting your mind only to the namaz and what they ask. Then where that thought will come? You go to sajda or the same thing. Sajda. In Sajda, you're supposed to think you are complete, a person who's completely down and out. Mr. Jaleel, koi nahi. When a person going to Sajda, he must think there's no one worse than me. Oh Allah, forgive me. Mujhse bara gunahgar koi nahi. Now he in that condition, what kind of namaz is reading? Every moment he thinks like that, then that namaz will be of that kind, that Allah Ta'ala, through His mercy, remember namaz how Allah Ta'ala wants us to live, we cannot get the namaz. But this way with how you perform namaz in this manner, inshallah, to the fadl of Allah, Allah accept it. But we have to make some effort. We must make some effort, because many people, their namaz, Mahazar to say, is in the kitab, I write my own self too, that the moment you perform namaz and it goes up, Allah kata unko khen do unko dekhna nahi chahta. Allah maani ifadat. So many people in namaz that condition. And the biggest thief is a person who steals namaz. The biggest thief is a person who steals namaz. Now stealing namaz, what it means? Tarkan, ruku, sajda, up and down, just running up and down. That namaz will not be accepted. It will be thrown away, thrown on his face. And many people, when they read namaz in that condition. They do not console any important at all. They read namaz just up and down. It's like an exercise. But they fail to realize that the namaz will not be thrown on his face. He does not know about it. You know, when you see a person doing that thing to yourself, he does not know. Don't think bad about it. He does not know. If he knows, he won't do that at all. He won't do. So make adab of the masjid. Make adab of the salah. Then you see what the salah will do for you. Then you see what the salah. In a qabr, when a time when a person goes in a qabr, the same namaz that he showed importance to and respect, the same namaz now will protect him. The time when the farishta will come, when the farishta will protect, when he gets any kind of punishment will come unto him, immediately the salah will say, no, please. Do not come near him at all. For me, he woke up in the early part of the morning. He made sure he got his takbir ula. He made sure he made all the arkaat according how Allah Ta'ala wanted to. In his own ability. All that he has done, today I'm taking to Allah. And Allah. Likewise, the Quran Sharif also, if you respect the Quran in the way it's supposed to respect, how we recite the Quran Sharif, respect it. Then the same Quran will say, will intercede for you. So namaz is something which Allah Ta'ala has given us, and you know something. If you only think it that it's coming from men, from Allah Ta'ala. Musa alayhi salam told him that your ummah don't even need 5-10 masters. But he felt shy to say, Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, you know what? How can I go back to Allah Ta'ala? But Allah in His most infinite mercy, when he was faced 50, he said, now the 5 namaz will be 50. How much you must respect it. Bain al-kufr al-iman is salah. Bain al-kufr al-iman is salah. Kufr al-iman is salah. Which is supposed you have to read your salah. So, but you read the namaz in the way it's supposed to be. So today the majlis is adab of having how to come to the masjid. And please, my dear friends, when you come to the masjid, sit one side and make a zikr. Prepare yourself. Do not talk to one another. Even the wudu also, respect the wudu. The way he's supposed to make. Then inshallah ta'ala, see what kind of namaz you make. Allah ta'ala amal panik tawfiq nasiq wa akul da'am alhamdulillah. Rabbana atina fi dunya wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana atina nurana wa aghfir lana innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Fatiru samawati anta waliyyi fid dunya wal akhirah. توفني مسلما والحمد لله الصالحين وصلى الله تعالى على محمد ورحمة الله.